The Brady Report. Get your tickets now for Ender and Millsy's big night out at Gloucester Park, August 23rd.
Well, they're a depressed lot over there after the Ashes first test, and I don't know, their life has just gone to put. Good morning, Ender Brady.
Yeah, morning, boys. A little bit flat, yeah, if I'm honest. People are concerned about Smith and how on earth can he be got out. But let's see what happens at Lord's, shall we?
That's true. Wasn't that long ago we were one up and Glenn McGrath did his ankle on the morning of a game and we lost the series. So he can certainly turn around big time. Let's talk about the police. They've had a massive win overnight.
Yeah, this is big news. Border Police. Felixstowe is a port in Suffolk on the eastern seaboard of England. They pulled over a vehicle heading towards Belgium on a ferry. It was destined for Antwerp in Belgium. And would you believe it, they were searching through the vehicle and hidden amongst boxes of towels and bathrobes, they found heroin with a street value of $80 million. So needless to say, that has been confiscated. The driver of the vehicle has been arrested, and you can chalk that one up to the police and the border officials. $80 million worth of heroin that will never see any street. Quite incredible.
Yeah, great result. Now, this major pizza chain are storing up, what, ingredients? For what reason?
Pre-Brexit. Everyone's doing their Brexit prep. They're calling themselves Brexit preppers if you go online. And businesses are very, very worried. Now, Domino's are a big pizza chain here. Hugely famous. They advertise a lot. Everyone loves Domino's pizzas. Other pizzas are available. But get this. They're very worried about where their ingredients are going to come from in the event of a no-deal exit, Brexit, from the European Union on October 31st. That seems the way Boris Johnson and his new government are determined to take it. And Domino's are not taking any risks whatsoever. They've announced today they are stockpiling $14 million worth of tomato sauce from Portugal, mushrooms, ham, pineapple, whatever you like putting on your pizzas. $14 million they've set aside to stockpile ingredients. Quite incredible that this is what British business is doing right now, because we don't know whether Britain will be in or out of the European Union on November the 1st.
Maybe you need to bring an extra suitcase and bring some back yourself, Ender. Hey?
Very good idea, Mills. You don't give me ideas.
Oh, well, you and Mick, that's two, so you'll be able to do it well. All right, Cobbo, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
See you very, very soon, guys.
Yeah.